The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of TRIO Upward Bound serving Eagle and Lake Counties. TRIO Upward Bound is a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers destined for higher education. TRIO Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. On July 12, 2021, these bright young people interviewed their peers as well as Vail Health Infections Preventionist, Caitlin Yam, regarding the COVID-19 vaccines. This project is a collaboration between TRIO Upward Bound, Eagle and Lake Counties, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Francisco. I am a reporter with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for meeting with me today. What is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Okay. Today I would like to hear your experience through the pandemic. What school do you attend?
Battle Mountain High School.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay, my first question is, on March of 2020, when COVID was first announced, what were your first thoughts or emotions?
Well, I was kind of excited at first because it started off as a 2-week break from school. And then I was like, oh yeah, that sounds fun. But then when they kept postponing the opening time, they were like, no, we're going to go another month or we're going to just stop till next year. I was like, okay, this is getting a little not normal.
Right.
And then I started to get bored, just at home, 24/7, because I was not allowed to go out whatsoever.
How did this pandemic affect you as an individual? It can be in a positive or in a negative way.
A positive, effect it had was it gave me more time to spend time with some family and then just do stuff that I never had time to do before and just find new activities and just get creative to fight the boredom. And then negatively, I think too much time indoors affected all of us.
Right.
Because I feel as people we need human interaction, mm-hmm. Social interaction. So it was definitely hard just having to stay home and not talk or do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
If comfortable, what opportunities were taken away from you due to the pandemic?
Going to school was taken away from me. And then when I became a junior, even though we were able to go back in person, they canceled all of our dances and school activities. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't go to Mexico for a while, at the start of the pandemic, to visit my family because of everything that was going on.
Right.
And then, I couldn't go outside or see my friends or family members that lived far away.
Right. Okay, when we first heard the news on the vaccine, what emotions went through your body and did it give you anxiety?
When I first heard about the vaccine, I was actually pretty happy because it seemed it was ending and there was a solution to everything and we could return back to normal life.
Right.
There was a possibility we could go back to the way things were. So I was really excited when they announced it.
Right.
The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of TRIO Upward Bound serving Eagle and Lake Counties. Trio Upward Bound is a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers destined for higher education. Trio Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. On July 12, 2021, these bright young people interviewed their peers as well as Vail Health Infections Preventionist, Caitlin Yam, regarding the COVID-19 vaccines. This project is a collaboration between Trio Upward Bound, Eagle and Lake Counties, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Take a listen.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for meeting with us today. Do you understand that we are youth reporters with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program?
I do. It's great to meet you guys.
It's nice to meet you too. Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Caitlin Nam.
Where do you work?
I am the infection preventionist at Vail Health in Vail, Colorado. And as an infection preventionist, my job is to make sure that patients and staff and family members are safe. So my job is to make sure that we don't spread any infections within Vail Health, so within the organization. And we set things up on how we do things and how we educate people to make sure that we stay free of any infection or to make sure anyone doesn't get an infectious disease when they're with us, whether that be COVID or any type of other infectious disease.
Thank you.
What is your position?
So I mentioned before I do infection prevention, and then that job is, you know, again, to keep everybody safe. But there's a lot of different things in the position. So some of it I work with educating staff and making sure we're doing training and making sure they all know what our policies and procedures are. And sometimes I keep track of what we call surveillance data, or we track infectious disease and make sure that we're not seeing an increase in COVID or an increase in flu or, you know, an issue with surgeries in the OR and things like that. So that's kind of what my position is looking at all of these things and maintaining some of this information, and that, you know, again, in the time of COVID has really increased.
And what was it like working through COVID-19 at Vail Health?
It was stressful. It was a lot of work, but I think I work with a lot of great people, and we were able to do a lot of good things for our staff and our patients. So, you know, I mentioned before my job is in infection prevention, pandemic preparedness, and that's always been a part of it. In the last year and a half, that's just been a really, really big part of it. So we had a lot of things we do all the time, every day. We always had just in case. And then the last year, it's been really putting these into practice. So we're working with, you know, a new disease. So we always had things that we did for flu. We had things we do every day to clean things. We have, you know, who should wear a mask when. That's part of what we do regularly as a hospital. But for COVID, it was taking everything to a new level. And we usually rely a lot on feedback and advice from the CDC or from other organizations and regulatory organizations on what our practices should be. The most challenging thing about COVID is it was new for everybody. So we did a lot of work kind of finding out what the best thing was to do for us and finding it out kind of right now. And it always changed. So we had to adapt to change a lot too.
Has the vaccine improved the situation at the hospital, and how so?
I would say it absolutely has. So we keep track, you know, as you guys may have seen on the news with the rollout for the COVID-19 vaccine, different people were eligible at different times, right? So the first people eligible here were our nurses and our doctors and our staff who work closely with COVID patients, or people who do COVID patient testing, or people who are cleaning a lot in the areas where we have COVID patients. So those were some of our first people to be vaccinated, and we have been doing that ever since. But we do keep track of which staff members are vaccinated at the hospital. It's kind of standard practice in healthcare, you know, who has their flu shots and hepatitis and things like that. So it's not the only vaccine we look at, but we know now that over 90% of people who work in our hospital are vaccinated against COVID-19, which is really, really great for us, and it's really great for our patients. So it's important because we know that the risk of any of our staff getting sick is a lot lower than it was before we had the vaccine. So since we have so many people vaccinated, the risk of something getting passed between patients and staff is a lot lower. And I think it's great for our staff because they know that they're safer when they come to work, especially those working with COVID patients. And that it just makes us, you know, easier to do what we need to do, both for our COVID patients and for our non-COVID patients. So it's just kind of a sigh of relief for everyone to know that that risk is a lot lower. And then things have changed at the hospital as well. We know, just given the vaccination statistics for our county, we're in Eagle County and surrounding counties, we know that Eagle County right now is, I think, around over 75% vaccinated, right? So we know that our staff know, okay, so the risk of someone coming in asymptomatic or has COVID is a lot lower than it was before because more people are vaccinated. So it just allows us to kind of know what's out there and know what we might see and feel a little more comfortable and more safe knowing that we're not exposing people within our facility to the risk of disease.
And what are some reasons to take the vaccine?
I think the biggest one is to protect not only yourself, but anyone in your community. So I use this example a couple times. Like if I were to get COVID based on, you know, my lifestyle and my health and my age, I probably wouldn't get very sick, right? And you guys being, you know, active, healthy young people, you probably wouldn't get sick. There's always a chance, and you know, there's always people that end up in the hospital, the emergency room, et cetera. So it's really important, you know, personally for you as like the individual, but the most important part of the vaccine is really protecting everyone around you. So if you don't have COVID, you can't give it to your siblings. You can't give it to your mom or dad. You can't give it to your teachers. You can't give it to your friends. And that's the most important part, is protecting the community and protecting those around you that might not be able to get it. So we know some people have cancer, or some people have certain immune system issues where they can't have the vaccine, or the vaccine is not effective. But if more people around them are vaccinated, that makes things safer for them as well. And you know, they always say, you know, you don't want to get really, really, really sick, and that's a good reason not to have the vaccine. That's absolutely true. But even if you don't get really sick, I don't even like being a little bit sick. So even if I, you know, my chances of being in the hospital are very low, it would be great if I never got COVID and didn't have to take time off work. Or if you are vaccinated and you're preventing your family from having to take time off and find arrangements from work or childcare, things like that, it just makes things a lot easier. If you're not only protecting from severe disease, you're protecting from all the really challenging things, even if you were to get only a little bit sick.
So, are there any concerns with any of the vaccines?
So we've all kind of seen different things come up on the news about safety in vaccines. And there are contraindications and there are risks with vaccines, but just like any other medication, right? So there was something on the news within the past couple hours. I should stop looking every couple hours. It means I'm addicted to my phone too much. But they're thinking of having a warning on a vaccine because they're seeing a couple, like 100 or so cases of something called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And this is something that can occur as the result of having any virus, and it's already a warning on the flu vaccine. So there are risks and there are outcomes, but that is true with any medication. And one interesting thing about working in a hospital and working in healthcare is we keep track of all of those internally. And for the vaccine, they keep track of this on a national level. So they really find out, you know, what happens if this person got this bad reaction and how does that get tracked. There is a really stringent system of keeping that in place, and that's something that we report up. So we don't just look at what if there's a reaction in Vail or in Leadville or in Aspen. We see one, but what if it's not seen anywhere else? Or what if there is a lot? So they have a database to keep track of these things, and that's what's reported as a side effect. But again, every medication will have side effects. Nothing is perfect for everyone. They always kind of look at what are the risks of side effects and what are the risks of actual disease. And so far, none of the side effects they've found for the vaccine have outweighed the risk of getting COVID and spreading COVID throughout the community.
Are people justified to question the science behind the vaccine and whether it can cause health complications down the road?
I think it's always good for people to ask and people to, you know, I'm hesitant to say do their research because it depends where you do your research, right? It depends what websites you look at. It depends who you ask. I think the process for doing research behind how the vaccine works, how this was developed, and then how it was brought to market has been proven time and time again. And we have a really, you know, a really kind of proven system for how that is determined. And then when we say this was, I know a lot of people said, this is really new. We've never seen mRNA vaccines. Is it safe? It is true that it's the first kind of mass mRNA vaccine that we've seen here in the United States. But we have been working on the technology and how to develop that. We as like a nation or scientists, not me personally, I didn't do any of that. But they've been doing that for decades. So we had kind of the fundamentals built, they just didn't apply it to a vaccine yet. So that's kind of what's some of the new science people are a little concerned about this vaccine, but they have, you know, a very stringent process. And I said, there's always all of that reporting that goes on a national level, how they collect that information and then decide, you know, what does this mean for us and what should we recommend people do or do not do as a result. So it's always great to ask questions, but, you know, people should always make sure they're looking for answers in reputable places, right? And then understanding how exactly the CDC comes to this conclusion. How many scientists are working on this? You know, what exactly is the reasoning behind the FDA and the CDC and ACIP or ACIP is the organization that makes the recommendations for how we use vaccines or how much to use or the waiting period and things like that. So there's a lot of people doing a lot of work on them, and I have a lot of faith in those institutions here.
So what would you say to people that are anxious about getting the vaccine?
I would just ask why, you know, why are you anxious about it? Is it you're nervous about the science? There's plenty of information out there about how it was tested, you know, that the science is safe and effective, what it means for an individual person. But I've heard, you know, a lot of people say, you know, again, and I gave that example with us, I'm a pretty healthy young person. COVID is, you know, there's always the outlier chances. There's always people we see who get really sick. COVID is probably not going to get me very sick. I probably will not end up in the ICU. I probably will not end up in the ED. But for, you know, most importantly, there's always that chance. You know, I always want to keep myself healthy, or everyone should want to keep themselves healthy. But the thing about the vaccine, it's protecting all of the people around you. Right. So if you have 10 people in a room and one of them has COVID and no one's vaccinated, the likelihood you will eventually get it is a lot higher. But if enough people are vaccinated, it doesn't spread very fast. So it's really about keeping the people safe around you. And I, you know, really encourage people to look up a lot of the information that hospitals and healthcare organizations have available about the safety.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to come meet with us today. Is there anything you would like to add?
Nothing much I would like to add. I really, you know, I can't say enough about the importance of getting vaccinated. And I've said a couple of times, even if you don't think you're going to get really sick, I like to use my free time for doing fun things and not laying in bed and recovering and watching Netflix. So I think it's the vaccine's a great opportunity for everyone, and that I hope to see, you know, the positive things we've seen as a hospital, you know, with less people in the hospital, less people in the ED, less people out sick. I think that's really the way we can continue.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of TRIO Upward Bound serving Eagle and Lake Counties. TRIO Upward Bound is a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers destined for higher education. TRIO Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. On July 12th, 2021, these bright young people interviewed their peers as well as Vail Health Infections Preventionist Caitlin Yam regarding the COVID-19 vaccines. This project is a collaboration between Trio Upward Bound, Eagle, and Lake Counties, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Ryan. I am a reporter with Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for meeting with me today.
My pleasure.
What is your name?
My name is Will.
Nice. Today I would like to hear about your experience through the pandemic. What school do you attend?
Red Canyon High School.
What grade are you in?
I'm sophomore, going to be a junior when I return this year.
All right. Well, first question is, how was it more difficult to deal with school work and learning during this pandemic?
Well, it wasn't that difficult because during the spring when we initially shut down, yes, it was difficult because it was hard to focus on the online classes. But with Red Canyon, we were fortunate enough to not really get much cases, so classes went smoothly in person.
Did you feel less motivation to do your work?
Yes, actually, especially with the online classes, which were pretty dreadful to take because since you're just taking an online class at home, you could easily just turn off the device and walk away. But there are still classes that you get credit for, so you might as well stick around.
Oh, yeah. So when the pandemic first started, what were your thoughts? Were you scared? Were you confused?
Well, at first I didn't really think it was that real because I think that I was thinking that the whole pandemic wasn't going to happen, and the fact that, oh, it's just a small disease from Wuhan, China, it'll be fine. It's not going to cross over waters or anything. But once it started really booming in the United States, I did get a little concerned, but not enough to really make me that nervous.
How did the pandemic affect your family? Please explain.
It didn't really. I mean, a tiny bit financially because we had to think about food a little bit more carefully. But we were all pretty much fine, and none of us got COVID or really even got infected by it.
Okay. And the last question is, what are your thoughts on the COVID vaccine?
I think it's a step in the right direction because if we can stop the spread of COVID-19 any way possible, then we could finally get the pandemic over, which means we could finally move to normal life where we don't have to mask or socially distance, which we've kind of gotten to that point now, but we're still a long ways to go before everyone's vaccinated.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think there's really anything I could add that I haven't explained already.
All right, well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of Trio Upward Bound serving Eagle and Lake Counties. Trio Upward Bound is a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers destined for higher education. Trio Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. On July 12, 2021, these bright young people interviewed their peers as well as Vail Health Infections Preventionist, Caitlin Yam, regarding the COVID-19 vaccines. This project is a collaboration between Trio Upward Bound, Eagle, and Lake Counties, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Jennifer. I am a reporter with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for meeting with me today. Today, I would like to hear about your experience through the pandemic. What is your name?
My name is Abel.
What school do you attend?
I attend Lake County High School.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Okay, so my first question for you is, what was your initial response to COVID talk? Were you skeptical, afraid, or unsure?
I was unsure. I mean, I would listen to people talk about COVID, but I didn't know what was true, what was not true. So I tended to ignore most of what I heard, unless it was from like official, actual people that knew what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did this change? And if so, why?
Changed a little bit because, like, after a while, everybody knew the general idea of what COVID was and all that. So I was like less unsure.
Okay. Then my next question is, what did the start of the pandemic look like for you?
Very boring, but it was nice because I could sit and just sleep at my house all day. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
What did it feel like to transition from completely virtual to semi in person? If your school did that.
My school did do that, and personally, I didn't really feel a difference because once we did go back to school in semi-partial in person, we just stayed in the cafeteria all day and did our classes there. So it felt like we were in online all day because we were. So it didn't really feel like it.
Yes. Were you at all like scared to go back to school with so many people, or were you just like excited to see everyone?
I was excited to see everyone.
This project was a collaboration between Trio Upward Bound Eagle and Lake Counties and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. For those interested in learning more about Trio Upward Bound, visit coloradomtn.edu/academics/college-prep/upward-bound.